HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Rain and wind are picking up along Texas Gulf Coast, where people are getting ready for what's likely to become the first named tropical storm of the hurricane season.
These trash cans have rocks at the bottom of them, so they shouldn't fly away.
One person's been killed in New Mexico, hundreds of buildings destroyed by wind-whipped flames tearing through the southern part of the state. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's urging 5,000 people who were forced from their homes to stay away.
20,000 plus acres, 0% containment.
Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un have signed a pact at a summit in North Korea. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is at the foreign desk.
The so-called strategic partnership they just signed pledges each will defend the other if attacked. But U.S. officials believe Russia, above all, wants a steady supply of North Korean weapons to use in Ukraine.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigning in Racine yesterday, making his usual points about crime, foreign policy, and the economy.
None of this stuff would have been happening that's happened now with Russia and Ukraine and the attack on Israel. None of it would have been happening. We would have had we wouldn't have had a thing called inflation. That would have been nice, too.
Trump returns to Wisconsin for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee in about a month. Summer in Wisconsin means county fairs. This year, cattle need to be tested and cleared for bird flu before being shown. Bird flu has turned up in dairy cows in other states, but so far, not Wisconsin. Public health officials say it's an opportunity for farmers to sharpen their safety practices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A local music therapy organization has received a grant from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. According to a WEAU report, Eau Claire's Western Wisconsin Music and Medicine seeks to use music to improve brain activity in patients. The owner of the organization, Kim Negus, says the grant funding will go towards equipment and hiring additional staff. The new equipment reportedly doesn't mute outside noise, which challenges patients to focus on the music alone despite outside distractions. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents of some good health practices ahead of fair season. According to health department officials, fairs can pose a great risk for the spread of disease, particularly ones with petting zoos. Officials are reminding residents that they should wash their hands thoroughly or use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer after being around farm animals, stay away from animals that look sick, and wash their clothes when they get home to prevent the spread of disease. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers win with a spectacular catch. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 6-3 victory over the Angels. Down by three, the Angels' Taylor Ward took the ball deep to center field, but there was Sal Frelick to take it in on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
It's the 1-2 pitch. That ball's driven deep right center field. Frelick is there. He leaps, and he makes the catch!
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's interesting. We had a conversation in the outfield for the game. I talked to two of their players. They were doing a drill. Let me ask you guys something. Is it me or we've had more robbed home runs this year than ever in the existence of the game? And they're like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yes, we have too. And then the game ends like this tonight.
And Willie Mays has died. In his first ever at bat, Mays hit a home run off Braves pitcher Warren Spahn. He was named to the All-Star team 24 times. Willie Mays was 93. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and highs in the low 70s. A chance of a shower tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low of 57. Showers and thunderstorms Thursday, highs back to the mid 70s. For Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy and lows near 62.
It's 64 at our studios.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, singing duo 7,000 Apart joins me in studio as they prepare for their big appearance at Summerfest, and comedian Mike Siegel joins to discuss 80s TV shows.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. This is 93.5 The Tap.
All right, and welcome back to a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm here on the road with my colleague Todd Alba as we are here in Baraboo celebrating the first annual Juneteenth Day celebration here in Baraboo. Let's go to the phone lines. You can join us at 844-967-2789. Let's talk to David from San Francisco. Hey, good morning to you, David. How you doing, sir? You say what?
Oh, thanks, Earl. Your guest's name, yeah, too. I was thinking about Juneteenth in a kind of a, like you were trying to be all-encompassing, encouraging everybody to join in, which is friggin' not the dumbest idea in the world. And so united we stand, divided we fall. You know, united we stand, divided we fall. Camaraderie, right? Right? So
yeah.
The idea of being able to anticipate the future problems. So, like, if we're going to go into an AI world, how would the freedom, say, like, if you think about the big theme of Juneteenth, people were free and they didn't know it. And so people were able to, what is it? Justice delayed is justice denied, right? So, So to give modern examples of that in a world of AI, you know, when somebody can steal your identity and be down the road with your bank account electronically, like before you even learn about it, you come up with modern examples of the same theme.
Did we lose David?
Oh, no, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes, sir.
For some next generations, you know, show some billboards on the wall of what to look out for, you know.
Hey, David, thank you very much for the call. As always, really appreciate it. You know, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, I'm so, you know, happy to have my colleague Todd Alba here with me. And Todd, because you and I can speak candidly with one another. And I don't know why we can't have candid conversations. If Juneteenth Day happens to be one of those days, I think that should be able to open the door for us to have candid conversations. Let me ask you, Todd, why this conversation that we're having right now is not one that we can have openly. What do you think holds back the conversation and dialogue about this day?
I think it's important to put a qualifier on that you did before we went on the air. You said, let me ask you as a white guy, right?
Right.
Because I think that's important.
Right.
And the best way I can describe it to you, Earl, is by a quick little anecdote. So I grew up, you know, 35, 40 miles to the west of here, Richland Center, southwest Wisconsin, town of 5,000 people. When I went to high school, we had one black family in our public school.
Right.
But we did have UW Center Richland, the two-year public university. And there's one here, by the way, in Baraboo. Thank God it has not been one to shut down, unlike Richland Center. There was something called the Central American Scholarship Program at the time, the two-year, that brought kids who came from super poor families in Central America but graduated at the top of their class who would otherwise not get a public higher education. For 2 years, brought them here with the requirement they go home to their home country and help out their home country for at least 2 years. We were the host family for a couple of those students. And I transferred down to Platteville. We were roommates with this guy. And he invited me down to El Salvador for Christmas in 1992. So I went down there and I landed. And for 3 weeks, Earl, I didn't see another white person. I was the only white dude amongst all these Latino people. And it's the first time I had felt, truly, I got a little taste. I could never compare it, but a little taste of what it's like to be the only person not of color in a room. And the 3 weeks I spent there, I don't say this about too many things, it changed my life. Because he came from a very poor family. There were no big presents for Christmas, one little string of lights on an arborvitae. But Earl, it gave me the opportunity to understand in college at a young age what Christmas really meant, what it meant to just know each other as people and get to know each other soulfully, what's in the head, not on the skin or anywhere else, what's in your heart. That's a lesson I was fortunate enough to learn. Now, I understand that everybody can't do that, but what they can do is come out to events in Baraboo, Oxnard's Park today and get a little taste of that understanding. So to answer your question, I think that it's just that we don't understand people as people. And I think also as a white, I can't speak for all white people.
No, I know. You don't speak for yourself.
No, I'll speak for myself.
Right.
I just think growing up out here, I think there's a certain amount of, well, you know, I don't want to say the wrong thing. Is it black? Is it African-American? You know, what do you say? You don't want to be offensive. You don't want to be that person that does something, quote unquote, wrong. And so you don't say anything.
So instead
of just asking, say, hey, what are you drinking? What are you having for dinner? What do you like to watch?
So let me respond to it this way. I think history and understanding the facts and where the truth is and where it lies in this world. In European nations, in America, whites are the majority. But globally, whites are the minority. Mm-hmm. That 90% of the world is other than white.
Right.
So how many whites know that?
Not many.
But I'm saying it's a part of the history,
right,
that I guess people should understand, because it's the misunderstanding of the history that leaves us where we are. Right. And so here in America, when people have the, and don't leave me alone. I mean, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Todd and I can honestly have this conversation because Todd and I are open. We have conversations with one. I'm not fearful of Todd. He's not fearful of me. We look at each other and see human beings and who deserve equal respect and admiration.
I was going to say, I started to laugh a little bit because, you know, I mean, it's no secret I talked about on my show. I happen to be gay. I would never equate being gay with the plight of having to go through the racial movements in this country. But, I mean, there are certain similarities. I think Willie Nelson said it best years ago when Rolling Stone said, what do you think about marriage equality, gay marriage? And Willie said, oh, he says, I'm all for it. He said they might as well be as miserable as the rest of us.
So let me
say
this.
I mean, we're all people, Earl.
So let me say this. So gay people come in all colors,
yeah, right,
and all religious denominations. Right. Right?
We're like Catholics.
So, yeah, yeah. So the point is, gay is not a nationality.
No, it's not.
And so but yet black people, yeah, I looked at it from a different perspective. And I'll say this: let's go to Greg. Yeah. From Waukesha. Hey, good morning to you, Greg. How you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, Earl. Hey, Todd. How are you guys doing today? Hey, I just wanted to say that, you know, Earl, when I look at you, obviously being blind, you know, I don't look at you as a black guy, you know, Todd.
No, I know you don't.
Look at Todd. I don't look at him as a gay guy. Just like, you know, I joke in my comedy routines that I'm a blind guy. But the point is that we need to, you know, and forgive, you know, forgive the expression, Earl, because I've been told that but we need to see past the skin color. We need to see people's worth for who we truly are. I'm helping out at a camp next week at Carroll, and it's called the World Affairs Seminar. And our theme is democracy and civility. And civility is lacking now in our democracy. And we need to, you know, look past the skin color, look past the, you know, I'm a blind guy. I joke, but you know, I'm proud to be blind, and I hope, just as you are proud to be who you are, Earl and Todd, you are proud to be who you are. So, yeah. So I just,
hey, Greg,
think that matters.
Hey, Greg, no kinder and truthful words have ever been spoken, and. And so because of your disability, you don't see at all. So you don't measure or judge somebody based solely on the color of one skin. And so, man, if you don't have that malady of seeing people based on the color of their skin, it's a gift. Your blindness is a gift. From that perspective, man. Greg, thank you very much. As always, man, your words are always welcome. 844-967-2789 is the number. We're at the year number one Juneteenth Day celebration at Baraboo. I'm here again with my colleague Todd Alba. You can join in 844-967-2789 on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
trial. Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I am here in Baraboo, Wisconsin, and we're here to celebrate the first annual Juneteenth Day celebration in Baraboo. I'm joined by my colleague and now I would say good friend, Todd Alba, as we... are here to support this community in trying to bring forth, open and honest dialogue. And I've been trying to have that conversation with you on the air about why we can't have the conversation, why we can't move forward. We can't move forward until we have the dialogue and the conversation. And why I think that people should not feel, nobody alive today had anything to do with enslaving black people. So if that's the truth, and it is, then nobody should feel bad about what their ancestors did, because it has nothing to do with whites of today, nothing at all. And so we should have the open conversation and dialogue. It's the only way we can move forward. Let's go to the phone lines and Tom from L.A. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. How you doing? You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and that means all of us. Happy Juneteenth to everybody out there. I actually called all of my family and friends, and I think this is important for people to get on the phones and call their family and friends in rural areas and wish them a happy Juneteenth, whether black or white. So then they might even ask, you know, what is Juneteenth? But I also want to say that I own a directory. It's gayandlesbianpages.com. And I put it in the beginning of my directory. I'd like to dedicate this edition to all the LGBTQ people who have and will continue to come out of the closet on a daily basis and show everyone that they do not need to fear us. This is what has moved our community forward in LGBTQ plus civil rights. To the straight community, get to know someone in our community. Equality is a measure for which we should all strive. We must never stay silent, but be involved in the things that matter to us all. And I think that's really, really important. And one other thing I'd say is, remember what Stephen Sondheim wrote in the musical Into the Woods? It said, careful of the things you say because children will listen. And I would say that to all the adults out there. Be careful what it is that you say, especially, you know, growing up in a state like, in a state like Wisconsin, and the young children that are very impressionable at that time. Just be careful the things you say, because children are listening and they do soak that up. And I would recommend everyone check out YouTube, check out Jane Elliott.
So Tom, let me ask you, Tom, how do we get past, the past without having open and honest dialogue?
I think what we do, honestly, is we do educate ourselves by someone like yourself or like a Jane Elliott, who was the woman that did the brown-eyed, blue-eyed experiment when she was a school teacher back in the third grade when Martin Luther King Jr. died. And she's still around doing things, you know, for the black community. But I would say really and truly the main thing is we just got to talk to each other. You know, like I said, I called, I text all my family today. All my family's white, and they live in rural Wisconsin, you know, Durand, 2,000 people. And just said, happy Juneteenth. And, you know, and for some white people out there that might be like, oh, God, I don't want to start the political thing, whatever, that's what they'll make it. But no, you know what? We need to talk about it. So people will say, okay, what is Juneteenth? Oh, that's the Emancipation Proclamation, you know, of black people. Okay, great. Like you said, Earl, we did bad, and we continue to have white privilege, whether we believe it or not. One thing that's, I guess, different about gay people, talking about what Todd talked about versus, you know, black people, is gay people can hide. You know, they can actually, you know, be on the down low, and people don't know if they're gay because, you know, maybe not everyone dictates the stereotypes that go along with it. Black people can't hide. So the thing is, it's even more important to have that conversation out there. And I would say, I think more black people should actually, you know, get into the rural communities and meet people. And the people in the rural community should go to more black areas and meet people. You have to meet people, because once you meet people, stereotypes disappear. Once you meet people, the things that you've seen on TV and the all the different things that are violence and all that kind of stuff, which, you know, go towards a certain group, that starts to disappear. I would say that was one of the wonderful things years ago and still is about the soap operas that people watch, because you know what, when they had black people on there, they didn't make them into the thug or they didn't make them into the gang.
Hey, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789 is the number. Again, we're in Baraboo, Wisconsin, preparing to celebrate the first annual Juneteenth Day here in Baraboo, Wisconsin. I'm joined by my colleague, Todd Alba. You, too, can join in the conversation, 844-967-2789. Listen, you know, tomorrow will be, you know, Juneteenth Day will be in the rearview mirror, and I'll be talking about all the things that I normally talk about on a daily basis. Today is a day that clearly I want to be reflective on what it is, and people should don't want people to forget, you know, the Emancipation Proclamation was one thing. But the reason that there's a Juneteenth Day is because slavery didn't end with the Emancipation Proclamation. And many people in this listening audience don't know that. And so when finally that truth came in 1865, the celebration began in many areas. But there are other places like Kentucky and in Delaware where even that didn't stop it. So that's what the conversation is about. 844-967-2789. You can join the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
The Tap. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao faces a disciplinary hearing today. He was fired as chancellor in late December for making pornographic videos and posting them online. Now Gao is fighting to save his job as a communications professor. He maintains he did nothing wrong. Plenty of Americans are convinced non-citizens get to vote for president, but it's not true. In fact, good government groups say it happens so seldom it's practically non-existent.
To cast one ballot in an election in which 160 million ballots are going to be cast, it happens exceedingly rarely, largely because the states and federal government already have really good policies in place.
David Becker is with the Center for Election Innovation and Research. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Mayo Clinic Health System is suing the city of Eau Claire due to property taxes assessed against them. According to the lawsuit, Mayo Clinic argues that because they're a nonprofit organization, the taxes assessed against them are not lawful. They're suing for over $1 million in real estate taxes and nearly $50,000 in personal property taxes. Eau Claire City Attorney Stephen Nick says the tax exemption only applies to hospital portions of property, not to office or commercial space. The city of Eau Claire is considering the addition of a new full-time position to go along with new sustainability practices. According to a WQOW report, the Sustainability Advisor Committee will meet this week on the possibility of adding the position, but talks are still in the early stages and they don't yet know how much the new position might cost. The committee is also considering an energy efficiency program, which would encourage old housing units and rentals to upgrade their HVAC, heating, and insulation. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Francis Ford Coppola's Megalopolis has found a distribution partner and will hit U.S. theaters this fall. The five-time Oscar winner invested $120 million of his own money for his passion project, according to the Los Angeles Times. The film screened at the Cannes Film Festival, where critics responded favorably. The cast of Megalopolis includes Adam Driver, Lawrence Fishburne, Aubrey Plaza, and Giancarlo Esposito. Megalopolis opens September 27th. The relatively squeaky clean image of Justin Timberlake just took a hit. The pop star and actor was cited for a DWI and a few other moving violations while driving in the Hamptons after leaving a friend's party. Timberlake reportedly refused to take a field sobriety test initially, then told one of the police officers that this was going to ruin the tour. The police did say Timberlake was a total gentleman, but had no choice but to cite him when they asked him to walk a straight line and he wasn't in sync. Hi-yo! For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and highs in the low 70s. A chance of a shower tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low of 57. Showers and thunderstorms Thursday, highs back to the mid 70s. For Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy and lows near 62.
It's 64 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we come to you live from Baraboo, Wisconsin for Juneteenth. Our friend and colleague Earl Ingram joins us. You don't want to miss it. See you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I am joined by, along with my colleague, Todd Alba, as we are here in Baraboo, Wisconsin, celebrating the first annual Juneteenth Day celebration. Todd, I want to read a little bit of a proclamation from President Joe Biden today.
Talked to him this morning?
No, celebrating.
I wouldn't put it past
Of the observance of the 2024 Juneteenth Day celebration, a proclamation on Juneteenth from President Joe Biden. On June 19th, 1865, freedom finally came for the 250,000 enslaved people of Texas. That day, which would become known as Juneteenth, the Army arrived to enforce what had already been the law of the land for 2.5 years. The Emancipation Proclamation, today we recognize that Juneteenth not only marks the end of America's original sin of slavery, but also the beginning of the work at the heart and soul of our nation, making the promise of America real for every American. One of my proudest moments as president was signing into law Juneteenth as a new federal holiday. Joe Biden signed it into law. The first federal holiday to be established since Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day 4 decades prior. Juneteenth is an acknowledgement of the truth of our nation's history. It is about realizing the idea that America was founded on. All people are created equal and deserve to be treated equally throughout their lives. It is about the generations of brave black leaders and selfless activists who never let us walk away from that idea, including Miss Opal Lee, whom I awarded the Medal of Freedom for her work as the grandmother of Juneteenth, and former State Representative Al Edwards, who authored the bill to designate it a holiday in Texas. My administration is working to ensure we continue to deliver on that idea, creating a country that truly stands for freedom, justice, dignity, and opportunity for all. Today, record numbers of black Americans have jobs and health insurance, and black business ownership is growing at the fastest pace in over 30 years. We are investing more money than ever in black families and communities. That includes the funding we are delivering to support predominantly black neighborhoods that had been divided and left behind by segregation and racial discrimination. The checks we delivered that reduced black child poverty to the lowest rate in history. The changes we have made to the appraisals process to root out biases that put black homeowners at a disadvantage, and the over $16 billion investment in historically black colleges and universities so that we can ensure the next generation of black leaders has equal opportunities for quality education and pathways for economic mobility. I'm going to skip to this, and then we'll move on. 844-967-2789. Again, this is President Joe Biden today. On Juneteenth Day, I designated the Emmett Till and Mamie Till Mobley National Monument to preserve historic sites and cultural resources in Mississippi and Illinois that we will never forget the brutal lynchings of Emmett Till in Mississippi in 1955 and the subsequent courage of his mother, Mamie Till Mobley, who made sure our nation would never forget her son. Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden, Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim June 19, 2024, as Juneteenth Day of Observance. I call upon the people of the United States to acknowledge and condemn the history of slavery in our nation and recognize how the impact of America's original sins remain. I call on every American to celebrate Juneteenth and recommit to working together to eradicate systemic racism and inequality in our society where they find it. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand this 18th day of June in the year of our Lord 2024 and of the independence of the United States of America, the 248th. Todd, those words, inspirational.
Yeah.
And to Joe Biden's credit, even though he faces, you know, so much scrutiny, he's a man who has the courage to do what's right. What he just did is right.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I think it's important to note that it was Joe Biden who signed it into law to make this a national holiday, first national holiday since Martin Luther King Day. And it's not insignificant to have a leader who recognizes history, who believes history, and says it's important. And we're going to stop as a day, as a country, and remember this.
Let me ask you, why do you think there are people who, the fact that Joe Biden did this, it bothers them? I don't understand. Here's what I don't understand. I don't understand where it hurts anybody. Where the fact that this is being recognized and observed by the President of the United States through a proclamation, why should that hurt somebody?
If you're asking me personally, it shouldn't. But also, if you're asking me, it's just one person.
Right.
I think there's a narrative. I mean, Trygve Olson's going to be on our show coming up here at noon from the Lincoln Project. Himself, like me, a former Republican, worked for guys like John McCain and Mitch McConnell. And he knows the insider playbook over there. And he's always said, Republicans are really good at narratives and Democrats are really good at policy. And I think that the Republicans, unfortunately, the MAGA Republicans of today, are really good at painting this narrative, and it starts at the top, you know, with Trump, of saying, watch out. He's saying this to white folks. Watch out. Your culture is under attack. Your way of life is under attack. Your traditions are under attack. And they're not so quiet dog whistles to, we somehow have to preserve Americanism in a white cultural sense. But if you look at American history, you know American history, you've talked about it, our friend Matt Flynn's talked about it, you know, around the world, as you say, whites are in the minority. In my lifetime, I'm 54, I will be a minority in the United States of America in my lifetime.
Right.
And just as I said, whether it's Chesky Den and Westby, or whether it's Italia Fest, or whether it's all these other cultural festivals, being black in America, African American in America, is as important as any other culture. And I think, unfortunately, there's a narrative by Republicans out there of fear, of division. And I think there are good people that aren't even necessarily Republican who have heard this so many times now. When they hear the word Juneteenth, they kind of think, well, can't we just all be, you know, Americans?
Yeah.
Why do we have to set this aside? And to me, it's why when Matt Nair and Pat Kreitler and I were in Amory last week on Flag Day, we had flags, U.S. flags behind us, in front of us. We said, look, it's not, this flag doesn't belong to one party. It belongs to all of us as Americans. And I think celebrations like Juneteenth, it's just a celebration of American history.
So American history is not white history. America is an experiment,
a melting
of
pot,
people from all over the world.
Yeah.
When you come to America, you see Chinese, you see Japanese, you see Germans, you see Greeks, you see Africans, you see people. The whole human family is in America.
Yeah.
If you go to China, you see Chinamen. If you go to Japan, you see Japanese. If you go to Korea, you see Koreans. So America is a melting pot of all of the peoples of the earth. And so when we talk about the history of it, it includes all of the peoples of the earth. That's who is here. And so we've got to be truthful about and push back when people say they're destroying our history.
Right.
Who the our is where people are pushing back on that, because that's not what America was founded to be, and a history of just Europeans. And so that's the reason that there has to be history, and we have to teach the history so generations won't continue to carry the misconceptions that have separated and divided us. And I always say that the young people are always the key to that. And that's why educating the young people who don't have those misconceptions and misunderstandings are going to be the answer to it. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning to you, Don. How you doing, sir?
Pretty good, Earl. Say, I appreciate the history lesson that I'm getting today because I've heard, I'm a dumb white guy.
Don. So I have to cut you. I have to stop you there because that's the thing that I don't think, and I know that there are others who feel the same way, but that is not the reason that we're having the discussion to say that people are dumb. You're not dumb. When you don't know the history because nobody's taught it, then how can you know? But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, you hear the term Juneteenth Day and you don't know what it is. But anyhow, I just want to ask you a quick question. What year was that signed into law? I know it was the 19th. And I learned, too, that Joe Biden signed it into law, which I didn't know.
I believe 1865, Earl.
1865.
Oh, that was a Juneteenth Day. But when they made it a federal holiday, did Joe Biden, is he's the one that signed it, that it was a federal law?
It hasn't been that way. I don't know. Maybe 5 years, maybe less.
Less, yeah.
Yeah, maybe less. But the fact of the matter is, it's one of the reasons many people in this listening audience don't know anything about Juneteenth Day. And it's the reason. It's a holiday. And so the fact that people don't know is one of the reasons why we are here. And to bring this information to the entire family. What do you got?
According to New York Times, 2021.
2021. Okay, so 3 years. But that's the whole purpose of today's show, is to bring information to people who don't know. And so they won't fear it.
Right. And to your point, Earl, don't be embarrassed by it. I think you nailed it so well earlier in the show when you said, why is it that white folks are afraid of someone to have these discussions? And I think Don just exemplified it, because I think sometimes we I'm not speaking for all white people,
right,
just myself, but it's like, well, I don't feel smart enough to know about it. I don't want to offend anybody, so I don't want to have these conversations. And it's good. As long as everybody's respectful and chill about it, let's ask questions. Let's ask each other hard questions. Not disrespectful, but just like help me explain this, right?
I mean, so man, I honestly, in having this conversation and dialogue and opening up my thoughts completely on this, in a manner that I think is appropriate for our listening audience, it's the reason that I feel we have to have it, and that I hope that I'm presenting it in the right perspective. That's my hope. That's my thought. And I'm honored to be able to have the opportunity again with my colleague, Todd Alva. 844-967-2789 is the number. We got one more segment. We're here in Baraboo, Wisconsin, a special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. Happy Juneteenth Day, everybody.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office,
714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
So, Todd, how do you like my music?
You got the best music on civic media. You got the best music on radio.
You know,
dance party at the Pearl Ingram Show.
I can't just take credit alone. Calvin plays a lot of that music himself.
You know, Calvin knows his music.
Yeah, he does.
I listen to your show. Listen to Jane's show. I mean, he's got it down.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of a special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. Again, we're here in Baraboo, year number one. Juneteenth Day celebration here in Baraboo, and you know, I'm here with Todd Alba, and so I just want to say to you and the listening audience that, you know, the fact that there are people who just don't know, because how would they know unless they are in an environment or around people who celebrate it and who understand the importance of it. There are people of color who don't know what Juneteenth Day is. We continue in my community to work towards educating our own people who don't know what Juneteenth Day is. So it's going to take a while before people really get to understand the importance of it and the historical perspective of it, and there's so many different tentacles and aspects of it that it would take more than a couple hours for me to go through what it stands for. But let me ask you again, Todd. You're an educated guy, so you knew some historical aspects of the Emancipation Proclamation and all of those things, but everybody doesn't.
Well, I was very fortunate to have really great public school teachers and in high school and a public university in University of Wisconsin, Center Richland, UW Platteville. And, you know, I had a parent in particular, a mom and grandmother who told stories. I mean, I think so much of history is oral history, right? And that started with our Native American friends who passed down these stories. The more we can talk about that, the better off that we are. But you look around here, what's happening behind us, those watch on stream, we got music starting up, we got an interactive tent telling history right behind us here, and I'm looking, I see a tent from Madison College, I see a tent from public health care of Sauk County, you know, people from the community coming out here to talk with one another, to draw people out here to learn this history, and I'm encouraged today. I'm encouraged.
This should be also Native American and Native American history.
Yeah.
Because many of us don't know Native American history.
Yeah.
And Native American history is as important to the state of Wisconsin, if not more, than any history that's in this state.
Well, we got
people don't know.
Right. We have our great friend Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio, who's heard on civic media. One of the best things that I did during my time in politics, working for Dale Schultz, there's a state tribal relations board where you had legislators from Madison meeting with tribal legislators around the state, and I learned so much from that. And here in Baraboo in Sauk County, of course, you and I saw at Devil's Lake State Park yesterday, they have preserved burial mounds from the Ho-Chunk there, and this is sacred land in this driftless area the Baraboo loves.
You know, but you know it because you are involved in politics. But the average person,
right?
They have no concept, no idea where do they get that. And as I move around these sacred lands. And when I move around in these kinds of areas, all I could think of is Native Americans inhabited this.
Yeah.
They were all over this area.
Right.
And so and in my mind's eye, it's wow, this is what this was.
Yeah.
And so we should never forget that. And we should know that history because many of those people are gone. I want to know more about that. And so here I am, a man of color, who wants to know more about the history of the Native people. Why? Because it's a part of the history of this nation.
Of this state.
Yeah. And the nation.
Right.
Right?
Right. No, it really is. And I joked around a little bit with sort of walk around Devil's Lake. I said, Earl, just like Yogi Berra said, you could see a lot just by looking around.
Yeah.
Right? But there's a lot of truth to that, right? The more you get out, I know you travel, Earl, and you're talking about taking your son, your wife, you know, a place like this. But stop. When you see a historical marker, stop and read it. When you have an opportunity to attend a festival that you don't know anything about, go in with an open mind and an open heart and just absorb it. And we'll all be better off because I know I've learned things. I still can learn a lot, and that's why I'm here today.
Well, you know, I wanna you know, thank you, the listening audience, because I know my audience, and I know many of you continue to listen. And so if you don't call, I don't get paranoid because I know my audience, and I know many of you have been attentive to what we've brought. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll be joined by in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar as we continue to bring you open dialogue. And that's, you know, what I'm honored to do. And I want to thank you, Todd, for, you know, being here and fellowshipping with me.
Thank you, Earl.
And taking me around beautiful Baraboo. It's first time that I was here, but it won't be the last.
Hey, I'm blessed. I got to travel with Jane Matinier last week. She's coming up next. Now I get to travel with Earl. We're gonna make it to the top of that that hiking path at Devil's Lake, you and I. I mean, I'm telling you, Earl is in fantastic shape. I'm not making that up.
Well, that's fiction.
That's right. True.
Thank everybody who made the show go. Enjoy Matinier on Air with Jane Matinier and Greg Bach. You've been tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show. See you guys tomorrow.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for a special hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. Crude and I will get over our Shark Week hangover in one day.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the